Welcome, everyone, to Spanish Pod, and today we've got your newbie lesson of the day. My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Hi, Liliana. What kind of dialogue do we have today? I see the title. It says, I'm hungry.
Yes, I love this dialogue. So we're going to be talking about food, basically.
Excellent. That is my favorite subject.
Well, here we have two people. They're making plans to go out and eat because one of them, he's very hungry.
Oh, okay. Yes. It's probably lunchtime or dinner time.
Yes, it can be both. So.
And this is what you say when it's time to go out to eat.
Yes, usually it's a very simple dialogue that it expresses that you really want to go out and eat because you're hungry.
Excellent. Well, yeah. That for me, that's all the time. So, Liliana, what are some words that we should be listening for?
The key words would be, the first one is hambre.
Hambre. Now, that means hunger, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Hambre.
Hambre.
Yes.
Hambre. So, how do you say I'm hungry?
Tengo hambre.
Tengo hambre. Okay. Now, in English, we say I am hungry, but in Spanish, you say, what is that? I have hunger.
Yes,
right? So,
in a way.
It sounds a little funny when we translate it into English, but that's the normal way to say it in Spanish. Tengo hambre.
Tengo hambre.
Muy bien. Anything else that we should be listening for?
Yes, another keyword would be restaurante italiano.
Restaurante italiano. Now that I can tell just by the way it sounds. It means Italian restaurant.
Exactly.
All right, the place where you go and buy your pasta and or a pizza.
Yes.
Ooh, I'm getting hungry right now.
I know.
We're going to use this dialogue right away after we're done recording here at Studio Fiesta. All right, so let's listen to this dialogue three times.
Dialogue, first time.
Tengo hambre.
Yo también. ¿Vamos a comer?
Sí, quiero ir a un restaurante italiano.
Buena idea.
Second time.
Tengo hambre.
Yo también. ¿Vamos a comer?
Sí, quiero ir a un restaurante italiano.
Buena idea.
Third time.
Tengo hambre.
Yo también. ¿Vamos a comer?
Sí, quiero ir a un restaurante italiano.
Buena idea.
All right, folks, that was your newbie dialogue of the day. And right now, Liliana and I are going to translate it for you. So if you didn't quite understand the first three times you heard it, don't worry, because we are here for you, and we're gonna give you the English right now. Afterwards, we'll break it down in analysis. But right now, let's find out how you say, I'm hungry. So here we go.
Tengo hambre.
I'm hungry.
Tengo hambre.
I'm hungry.
Tengo hambre. Yo también. Vamos a comer.
I am as well. Shall we go eat?
Yo también. ¿Vamos a comer?
Me too. Should we go eat?
Yo también. ¿Vamos a comer? Sí. Quiero ir a un restaurante italiano.
Yes. I want to go to an Italian restaurant.
Sí. Quiero ir a un restaurante italiano.
Yeah, I want to go to an Italian restaurant.
Sí. Quiero ir a un restaurante italiano. Buena idea.
Good idea.
Buena idea.
Good idea.
Buena idea.
All right, Liliana. Now, let's break it down so that we can understand what all the little words and sentences and grammar means. So, first of all, how do we say, I'm hungry?
Tengo hambre.
Tengo hambre. Now, we've already said this like three times in this lesson, so I hope you've got it by now. Tengo hambre means I have hunger, but when you say it in English, you just say, I'm hungry. All right?
Exactly.
So, one more time.
Tengo hambre.
Me too, or I am as well.
Yo también.
Yo también. That means me too.
Exactly.
Okay. So anytime you want to say I am too or me too.
Yo también.
Yo también. Okay. All right. So now, how do we say, shall we go eat?
Vamos a comer.
Vamos a comer. Vamos a comer. Shall we go eat? Now, which word there means eat or to eat?
Comer.
Comer. Now, comer happens to be my favorite verb in the entire Spanish language.
Mine too.
Comer.
Yo también.
Okay. Comer means to eat, and that is in the infinitive form, which means it's the dictionary form. So if you look in the dictionary, you'll find comer, to eat. All right. How about let's go to eat?
Vamos a comer.
Okay. Let's go, or shall we go? Vamos a. Vamos is the verb.
Ir.
Ir. Okay, so in English, it's to go. So we go is
Nosotros vamos.
Okay, so nosotros vamos a comer. So the question one more time.
Vamos a comer.
Okay, should we go eat? And the answer, of course, is yes.
Sí.
Yes. Okay, sí. 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 I want to go to an Italian restaurant.
Quiero ir a un restaurante italiano.
Okay, now let's start from the back end of that sentence and work all the way up to the front. So how do you say an Italian restaurant, Liliana?
Restaurante italiano.
Restaurante italiano. Now, if you're keeping track, you can probably tell that in English we say Italian restaurant. So Italian comes first. But in Spanish...
Yeah, it comes after.
It comes afterwards. Yes. And that's just the way adjectives work.
Yes, and that's for everything. For example... Restaurante español, Spanish restaurant.
A Spanish restaurant.
Restaurante francés.
A French restaurant.
Exactly.
Okay. So we put the nationality first in English, and in Spanish you put the nationality afterwards. And that's how you talk about a restaurant's type of cuisine. So one more time, an Italian restaurant.
Restaurante italiano.
Okay. How about working backwards? How do you say to go to an Italian restaurant?
Ir. A un restaurante italiano.
Okay, and ir means to go.
Yes.
All right, we know that. And then how do you say, finally, the very first word in the sentence, I want?
Quiero.
Quiero, okay. Yes. So you say, I want to go, you're going to say?
Quiero ir.
Okay, quiero ir. Now, quiero, of course, is the verb querer,
yes,
correct?
To want.
The verb querer, to want. Sometimes we say to like or to want. Either way, I want to go to an Italian restaurant, so...
Quiero ir a un restaurante italiano.
Okay, quiero ir a un restaurante italiano. This is true. This is the truth. I really do want to go to an Italian restaurant right now. So the response to this is, good idea.
Buena idea. Buena idea.
Buena idea, okay? Now, which word means idea?
Idea.
Idea.
Yes.
Idea. Okay, idea, idea. So that's not very complicated. In fact, I'm looking on the page right now, and they're spelled the exact same way in both languages.
Exactly.
All right. Folks, if you would like to see the wonder of this word, idea or idea, feel free to take a look at the website, which is SpanishPod.com, or, when you get there, you can download the PDF. And that way you can take it with you and you can look at the word idea. Now, how do you say good idea?
Buena idea.
Okay, buena idea. And which word means good?
Buena.
Buena. Now, buena, that sounds an awful lot like a word I already know, which is bueno.
Yes.
Okay, so what's the difference between bueno, which means good, and buena, which means good?
Well, one is masculine, bueno, and buena is feminine. And right now, because we're talking about an idea, that it's la idea.
Oh, okay,
it's
so
feminine.
The word idea is feminine.
Yes.
So our adjective.
It's feminine.
Is feminine too. So how do you say good idea?
Buena idea.
Buena idea. All right, I've got a good idea. Let's hear the dialogue three more times.
Dialogue, first time.
Tengo hambre.
Yo también. ¿Vamos a comer?
Sí, quiero ir a un restaurante italiano.
Buena idea.
Second time.
Tengo hambre.
Yo también. ¿Vamos a comer?
Sí, quiero ir a un restaurante italiano.
Buena idea.
Third time.
Tengo hambre.
Yo también. ¿Vamos a comer?
Sí, quiero ir a un restaurante italiano.
Buena idea.
All right, so that was a dialogue. Now, before we go, I want to talk about a couple things. One of them is talking about being hungry in Spanish. Now, again, we use the verb tener. So, to be hungry is...
Tener hambre.
Tener hambre.
Yes.
Okay, tener hambre. Now, in English, we say... To be hungry. In Spanish, you say to have hunger. Is there any other thing that you have? Is that you use tener to express?
Well, you can also say tener sed.
Tener sed. I'm thirsty, right?
Exactly.
Okay, which is I have thirst.
Yes.
Right, but that's the normal way to say it.
Or you can say tengo sed.
Tengo sed. Oh, yes, tengo sed. I'm thirsty.
Exactly.
All right? So I'm hungry.
Tengo hambre.
And I'm thirsty.
Tengo sed.
Okay, those are two expressions with the verb tener. All right. Another verb that I thought was so interesting in this dialogue is the verb for to want.
Quiero.
Querer. Quiero. Querer. All right. So I want is...
Yo quiero.
And then to want...
Querer.
Querer. Okay. Not much to say about that, but I know that it's a very important verb. If you want to do something, if you like something, if you love somebody, you can use that word for all of those concepts. All right. So one more time, I want.
Yo quiero.
Okay. Great. So now, Liliana, I'm hungry. I'm really hungry.
Yeah, me too. I'm so hungry.
We should go to lunch after the recording.
Yes, you know, in Mexico we have not only in Mexico, in a lot of places in Latin America, we have what it's called comida corrida.
Comida corrida. Now, what does that mean?
Comida corrida, it would translate to running meal.
Oh, yeah?
Yes,
so like a meal on the run or
exactly,
on
like
the go.
A, okay. Exactly. And basically, instead of asking for a menu, it's like a lunch set.
Oh, so like a combo.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it's really good because it's very type of homemade food.
Okay.
So you'll have an entree and like a main dish and maybe some kind of dessert, or maybe you want a big... agua de Jamaica. So you have lemonades and all this stuff. So it's delicious.
My favorite is tamarindo.
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 I love that.
Now listen, comida corrida. It's different than a regular restaurant, right?
Yes, because in a regular restaurant you have menu.
Okay.
So you ask for the menu and or a la carte.
Okay, you know. You order a la carte.
Yes.
But comida corrida, you just the place just has these few set options.
Exactly.
Okay. And it's different from fast food too, right?
Yes, it's completely different because it's still homemade food. You eat there, you sit there, but everything is ready. So it's very fast and very cheap.
Okay. So one more time, how do you say that?
Comida corrida.
Comida corrida. I think that is a buena idea to go have some comida corrida. All right, folks. It's time for us to take off because I'm really too hungry to record anymore. But listen, if you would like to take a look at the dialogue, if you would like to work with the vocabulary or do some exercises, please go to our website. It's SpanishPod.com. All right. Right now it's time for us to say hasta luego.
Hasta luego.